Yes, welcome to the Gamangs podcast. This is episode 163. Today is March 4th, 2012. And this is, of course, the official podcast of BrooklynKing.com, the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. I am your host, Brooklyn, and with me we have none other than Scatino, a.k.a. Scat.
What up?
Coming to you live. Scat's coming to you live from Manchester, United Kingdom, UK. And last but certainly not least, we have Chauncey True Talon.
Stroke!
And Talon, where you...
I was like, I heard that number. I was like, God, dog, man. What was I doing during this time period?
163. So, Talon, where are you coming to us live from?
Straight from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Straight from
Gun Rule, baby.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, home of Final Round.
I wish I was supposed to be there, man.
Oh, man, that would have been dope. That would have been dope. Yeah. But there's always hopefully next year, so. But, So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the biggest news, I guess, really right now in terms of gaming. Well, it's probably not, but it's as far as my interests go. I don't know about you guys.
Come on, you already know I'm already geeked about Final Round.
Yeah.
Three streams?
Three streams at once. Nuts. Right. And the streams are good quality too. Like,
right.
Like they're not like choppy as hell. Like they found a place that has great internet. And I've been watching that shit all weekend. Like I've had it running on my TV in my living room while I'm doing shit. Watching shit, you know. Yo, dude, they had
Of his shit be good.
What?
Rest in peace to his mom, Deuce, man.
Yes.
Sorry to hear about that.
So, man. You know what? Actually, now that you mentioned it, let's play this little clip, though, because I was listening to it right before the show. But this is kind of like something that's just kind of going around within, you know, people who are interested in fighting games. But at the beginning of the show, he gave this little, like, you know, intro to the show. Introduction.
Everybody,
speech.
If I can have your attention, my name is Larry Shimblanca. With my friends and volunteers, thank you very much for helping me. This is a huge accomplishment. This is the 15th anniversary of Final Round. I'd like to thank each and every one of you coming out. Like, this is so much love from the community. And this is what the fighting game community is all about. Everybody coming out, sharing in the same goals, same interests, to whoop somebody ass. Yo, but on a real note, I don't know if most of you know, but two days ago, my mother passed away. Oh. All right. I really had conflict on doing this or not, but I know all of you depend on me trying to do this. So I'm doing this for y'all. I hope y'all appreciate this. We give y'all instructions. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. Let me get through this, because I'm very emotional right now. I appreciate the love. I appreciate everyone taking their time, vacation time, school time, not doing homework. I know everything's going down right here, and y'all came to Atlanta, Georgia, to trust in me, trust in my staff to create a great event for you. So we're going to try to do that for you. So I'm glad that you guys made this possible. Thank you very much. You're going to make the 15th anniversary very special. I really appreciate it.
Pretty dope. Yeah, that's crazy. You know?
I know, it was crazy because I found out about it like, was it Friday?
Yeah.
When my team was going down, they found out about it and it was like, holy crap, he's still running it.
Right.
And I was like, what? And it was like, yeah, man. I was like, man, I don't know what to do if my mom dudes died.
Right. Because then you got all that family stuff you got to take care of and people you got to make sure it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Well, and the bugged out thing is that it's the biggest one, the biggest final round ever. Like, right. lots of sponsors, tons of people who registered for events. They've probably broken every record they've ever had for the event in every category. Because I've been going for the last couple years, and this event is way bigger than it has ever been. You know, it's at a way better hotel, way cleaner. Everything is, you know, just more organized. I never seen that much stuff from sponsors. Like, they have Sega there, they had Namco with Tekken cabinets, like, you know, lots of sponsors and stuff. So, yeah. You know, that's kind of like the universe balances itself out, you know? I think, because it's like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, man, did you play Virtual Fighter 5?
Yes, Final Showdown. Yeah. That game looks smooth as hell. That game looks smooth as hell. It looks smoother than Tekken does. Like, Tekken... What?
No, man. That's all I wanted to play, man.
Oh, really? Yeah, game is smooth. Yo, it looks dope as hell. The quality, the graphical quality, the way the characters actually move... It looks pretty dope, man. It looks like somewhere in between... I don't even know what a good comparison it is. It looks like... It still has that Tekken-y look. You know, kind of how like the DOA and Tekken... How the characters stand. But the way the characters like execute their moves is way more fluid. Like, they're not like... It's like... It seems like there's more animation frames, you know? And stuff like that. It's way smoother. The game was dope. It was pretty packed. That was probably like a tie between that and Tekken for games that the people were more interested in. Like, you would see where people would stand around, and you kind of had like Street Fighter, of course, was like number one, and then you had, you know, the Tekken area and the Virtual Fighter area were always well packed. I think the Tekken area edged out Virtual Fighter only because the way they had it set up on these dope ass Japanese arcade cabinets, the sit-down joint, so everyone wanted to play on that, but Virtual Fighter always had a steady stream of onlookers and people trying to play it, you know. And then after that, you had King of Fighters and Marvel, and then Blaze Blue, and then, like, Soul Calibur, and then Melty Blood, and then like that. It kind of went in that order in terms of, like, popularity, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's pretty cool. My boy took third in Melt in Blaze Blue.
Oh, really?
Lionel, the Ragna player.
Oh,
out of Detroit. He's only 17 years old.
Damn. I was exactly going to ask you what character. I think one of the cool things I was noticing about like the games being played, there was a nice variety in character selection. You know, especially with Street Fighter. Like, I felt like, remember when Vanilla hit and like Vanilla was at Evo for the first year? Didn't it seem like it was everybody using the same shit?
Yeah, first year all you seen was Ryu, Rufus,
Sagat,
Sim, and Akuma. You know, there's no Sagat in Top 8.
There's
no Sagat or no Seth. Well, he didn't even make it out of top. He didn't even make top 16, man. I was so hurt.
Wait. First year Vanilla?
Heard about it.
Oh, damn.
I was complaining about how people said, yeah, he's the best character, but if he was the best, they would have made it high.
Right. He would have been, you know? People. Right.
He still was the best.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was a lot of the same characters. This year, it's like, you know, I seen Sea Viper players. I seen, you know, Blanca players. It was all types of players. Just even just all throughout the whole brackets, like going all the way up, you know, which was cool. I think that was cool. I seen Abels. I seen Makoto's, you know, like that was pretty cool. Like, I like that. I think that's how you know that your fighting game is balanced, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to give a shout out to Wolfchrone for being Hollywood. That's you wake up 2 hours late and you get DQ'd. You know they ain't playing this year.
Oh, shit. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he got DQ'd. He got sent straight to losers.
Wait.
2 hours late.
For just missing his shit?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Instead of skipping over his match, they were like, no, you're getting DQ'd.
Well, that's the rules, man.
Go straight to losers. Yeah. He know the routine. He's been doing this for at least 3 years now.
So what happened? Was he able to get out of losers or was he able to, like...
Oh, he's still in.
He's still playing?
He's still in losers. He's in top eight.
Mm.
But he has Ricky Ortiz next. And that's in the last, I believe, the last three fights that they had.
He's like
Ricky
one of the,
won all three.
Yeah, he's like one of the best players.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ricky's a beast.
Yeah. I've been having a lot of fun watching the streams. Like, just the commentary with the... I think their setup is really nice. Like, they have the cameras showing you the players' faces. Then you have the commentators, then you have the match and the feed, you know? It's really entertaining to just hear them talk about, like, the strategies and what the players are doing wrong. It's like, you learn so much, you know? Like, I've learned a lot of things I didn't even know about and stuff, so... I think this shit is dope, and it's only gonna get bigger. I think now that, everybody got this streaming shit, because I think for a while there's, like... You know, these tournaments were struggling to have a reliable stream up, you know? And now that they, you know, have like three of them going for different games, it's crazy now. Like, that's just dope. Three
it's real talk
streams.
Because if you think of it, like, that's why I'd be like, that's why he was like, man, what are you doing? I'm watching the stream. You want to get on? I don't know, man. Let me holler at you after the stream. And like, I can tell you from 1 year ago to now, you can see the quality got so much better.
Yeah, the quality got way better. Like before, it would be choppy. You would be like seeing like it would just jump because you could tell like the connection wasn't fast enough to keep up and it was blocky and all of that. And now it's like sputter.
Yeah.
And not only is it butter in terms of like the feed of the game, but now they have like. You know, they're showing you the people involved, like they're showing you the players sitting down and getting prepared. You're seeing the commentators actually, you know, making sense and they have practice at it and they're getting better. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. Real talk. Cause you gotta think, one of the biggest thing about, I know you've done film. The biggest thing about that is you have to have good connection. The right people, the great chemistry, and light.
Mm-hmm.
Lightness is like your main. If you don't have light, oh man, it looks horrible when you go into the feed. Like, like when what was it? No disrespect to RK Legacy because they came on short notice to Indianapolis, but where we was playing at is really dark in there. Like if I could see you right from across the if you was there, right, Brooke. Or Scat, I can see you vividly, right? But if with the camera, when it was trying to show the players before the match, you couldn't see nothing.
Oh, really? It was too dark. Yeah, you have to have a light kit. And they have all of that stuff set up there. Like if you look at some of those pictures that I posted, you could see the lights they have set up, you know, on the commentators in that area and on the stage. Like, it's all well... It was all well thought out and planned. Like, I feel like the whole... For the most part, the whole layout of the space that they had available was really well laid out, you know? They did a good job. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. And they had, like, Alex Valle in the audience holding up signs and shit. when certain shit was happening on the stream. That shit is pretty hilarious. But
that's why I've been loving it, man. Yeah. That's why you always see me. I'll be like, yo, I'm going to a tournament. It's so hype, and it's a different hype when you're there. It's like going to a sporting event.
It's like a mix between going to a sporting event and going to an arcade back in the day. Yeah. That's how it feels to me. Like actually being able to talk and see the person that you're gonna play and all of that shit, you know, it's pretty dope. It's very necessary. I think the more the shit gets online, the more important these events are gonna be, you know, because then you have it's gonna be that tie back to where, you know, actually meeting people and being really social, because being online, it's social, but it's really not social, you know? It's not like an arcade you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you had an arcade. Everybody would meet at the arcade on Saturday or wherever after school. And that was it. But now you don't have that. So it may be every 6 months or whatever, but it's kind of like that, you know? That's missing because everybody's online and shit.
Hell yeah. It's funny because last year, I want to say, okay, the Road to Evo had, let me think. The first one was Final Round, I believe. Final Round. Then it was Power Up, NorCal Regionals, Midwest Championship, UFGT 7. I can't think of them all. But this year, for the Road to Evo, it's like almost tripled, you know? Because the stream quality, like Spooky did a lot of the streams last year, right? And this year, you know, there's so many people were streaming because they're talking, because like when people were streaming at the beginning, right, it was only a selected few, right? I know Haunt stream, I know Spooky stream, I know Jaxelrod stream, and then those three had great quality, right? But then you start getting like smaller people trying to stream, and it wasn't good, you know? They was trying, but since nobody was talking, you know, nobody was really, you know, their quality was boo-boo.
Yeah, you gotta have the commentary is key.
Yes, that too. Yeah. Because you can't have no random person hooping and hollering.
Right.
And they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right, exactly.
That's annoying.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's like people don't watch pro wrestling or sports, you know, because like you always have a play-by-play and a color commentator, and the color commentator is only supposed to give you insight about the matchup, what works, what doesn't work, and then the play-by-play guy is the guy who ends up telling you what happened in play-by-play if you don't have visual. But that's one thing that they need to work on in this. But in the long run, you know, they got their own style, you know,
right.
But
yeah, it's cool.
It's gonna get better.
It's just gonna get better and better. But I think this is like one of the first events where we're starting to see, like, it's a legitimate jump in overall quality. Like, it's like, you know, and that's probably the new standard now, right? People are gonna judge tournaments and their streams and their coverage based on the coverage that we saw for this event, because I think it's been the best that we've seen so far, you know? It's better than Evo last year, you know, and all of that. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what it's like at Evo, because granted, they're going to have more... It's a bigger event with more going on, you know? Which is also an opportunity to kind of have more streams and see... I'm interested to see what they're going to do, but... I think it's cool because also, like, having, like, all of this, like, gameplay recorded, because I'm looking at YouTube right now and I see people are already posting up the stream, the actual matches that have been streamed. You could basically, and all of that is top-level play, like, you could basically just look at that shit and try to figure out, you know, how you could get better. It's going to elevate everybody's shit so much, you know? Because it's so available, it's not going to be limited to the people that were there, you know, to see these techniques and different ways to run these characters, like things that you may not even have thought of, like, man, what if I just went super rush down with this person, or what if I, you know, mixed it up like he'd try, you know, all of that type of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because I have to say, YouTube and streams has really helped out the community. Because back in the day, oh, man, you had to travel. And, like, when I first got hit with my first Infinite in Marvel, I thought that was – I was like, you cheating. You're cheating, man. I want to whip your ass, you know? Because I never was exposed to it because I always thought I was good, but I sucked, you know?
Right. So – I was watching the stream. I was last night. It got real late, and I was up. It was like 2:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They were still streaming Capcom, Cross Tekken, just streaming straight matches of it. That game looks dope as hell. Like the backgrounds, the stages look crazy.
Yeah, I was geeked.
That shit had me geeked too, cause like just the. The shit that I was just sitting there like, yo, they have this one stage where it's like you're on, I don't even know what you're on, like you're on the back of a truck or some shit, and
I knew you was going to say that, and the mammoth is chasing
you. Yeah, and the woolly mammoth is chasing you, chasing the truck. Yo, that shit's crazy. That shit's crazy. And they have the, they have the other one where you're,
I knew you was going to say that.
The one with the elevator, and then I think Zangief is, Robot Zangief is climbing or some shit. Yeah, those stages look sick.
I knew you was going to say that one too. I was like, if he don't say that one, he's going to say the escape level.
Yeah, yo. There's some dope shit. I saw another one where it was Bison fighting Ryu on the roof of the dojo, and then at some point you fall through the dojo, and then this big ass dude falls through the roof of the dojo, and then he comes out of the dojo, and you and Bison are fighting outside of the dojo. There's a lot of dope ass stages. I don't know if I heard there's not that many stages, but the ones that I've seen look dope as hell. Like they put a lot of work into it.
Seven. I think there's only seven. Yeah, but there's three stages, so there's like 21 stages all together, but there's only seven. No, there's 21 backgrounds with seven stages.
So what determines when how they change? Is it like parts of the match or
the round?
Okay.
Like what is it? You remember X-Men versus Street Fighter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you remember like when you're on the street fighting, and it like if you beat one of the like say you beat one of the guys. The level will break and you'll fall in the sewer.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it does, basically. Okay. Except we just go to the next round.
Okay. That's dope. That's pretty dope. Yeah, that game is looking really dope, man. I was just really seeing a lot of this shit. First I was like, this is some bullshit. They got the game, like, way in advance, you know, and they're, like, already super good at it, right? Because you see, you know, people on the stream doing all these, like, super link combos and dudes flying into the screen, finishing the combos and shit and juggling and shit. And I'm like, yo, come on. It's not fair to people who, you know, don't have access to it. That's not already a super fighting game champion, you know. But, you know, it's like the Justin Wongs get that shit like 6 months before everybody else. They've been playing that shit for like 4 months already, you know.
Yeah, my teammate Hornet said, what did he say? He said, links in the game is hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But learning to do the combos, like you know, combos in there, it's not that hard. It's all about your creativity. It's your imagination. That's how you get the combos.
Oh, really? So it's not...
But doing is...
So you can create combos. It's not like a set thing yet, at least, right?
Well, like, some things you have to... They're set. You know, they're, like, basically... Like they're predetermined, but he said, but there's a lot of swag combos, you know, where you can just, oh, if you use a little creativity, you can do it.
Okay.
But if you're trying to do like that, you know, that ABC link and they tag out, he said that's pretty hard.
Oh,
but
wow.
You got to think, Hornet was on the show, Cross the Saw show, so, you know, and he been playing it for a while, you know, he played it for about a week and some change. So I just can't wait to Tuesday.
It comes out Tuesday, right? Yeah, I have it pre-ordered.
Yeah.
So
I was surprised, you know. I haven't went to go search for the game, you know. I usually go searching. Like, all the games, I mean, people already got it. Well, I'm sure I can find it, you know.
Yeah, because it has to be in stores. Yeah, like, they should have got it already. Got their shipments in.
Yeah, stores already got it.
Yeah.
Just bust out that famous line. Hey, this game came out last week. I don't see it on the shelf. There's something wrong.
I feel like that shit, my whole experience going to Final Round yesterday and just watching all these streams this weekend has made me feel like I want to play every fighting game now. Like, yo, I was watching the Blaze Blue shit and I was like, yo, God, I got to get on this Blaze Blue. I went out and I bought it. And then I was watching the King of Fighters shit yesterday. And then I was watching it on a stream today and I'm like, yo, I need that game. Like, that shit looks so dope. It looks so dope and balanced, and like I've just seen so many different characters being used, and even the commentators are like saying how balanced it is, but I'm just like, and it looks so gorgeous because like they have like these Asus monitors there that they're playing on.
Oh yeah, the Asus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's
no lag or whatever. It? Or little
2 megaseconds
for
lag.
Yeah. All of the monitors that I saw there are all Asus or whatever. And
they're godlike.
Yeah, and the shit looks so crispy. Oh my God. And then I'm watching it on a stream and it looks great. And I'm like, it's such a whore for that like 2D shit. Like,
look at them graphics.
Yo, man, just the 2D art shit is just like, it's like fucking, you know, cake to a fat person.
Yeah, I know what
you're it's like waving a, it's like waving a cupcake to fucking in front of a fat person. Like, yo,
Yeah, those Acer monitors are pretty good too, because you can usually catch them on sale on New A for like $130.
Oh, really? I need to buy one because my monitor
for $130 for those.
My monitor is crapping out. Like, I have to smack it. Sometimes it just goes black, and I have to smack it for it to come back. And I've been doing that shit for like months now, so I already know one day I'm just gonna try to turn it on, and it's just not gonna fuck with me. You know, it's gonna be like, nope, sorry, bitch. So I might as well just order one and get it over with. But yo, man, that shit is, yo, wonder this weekend has got me so hyped on fighting games. Like, I dusted my fucking my controllers off and shit, and been testing the batteries on shit and plugging shit up. Dude, I'm gonna be on fighting games, fuck it. I've been disappointed with the shooters that have been coming out. So,
yes,
I'm gonna be on that shit, playing various fighting games.
So you see why I've been like, yeah, like, man, you gonna get that, man? I've been stuck on this game. I just seen some dope ass combos, and let me try this out.
Right, but you know what? It's also, there's not really a lot of shit out anyway. Like, if you really think about the games that are gonna be released, like, it's a perfect lull in games like, you know, adventure games like Uncharted or whatever. Like, there's really nothing that's coming out in the next couple months that I could think of off the top of my head, so that's the perfect, it's like perfect what timing. That? What? Oh, Mass Effect
is
coming
out. What about the Mass Effect and that Raccoon City?
Raccoon City I don't think is going to be that great. I've heard some bad things about it. When I played it, I had fun with it. But since then, I've heard some people who've played it say that it was like, it was kind of shallow in terms of like, just the shooting was kind of eh. So I'm going to wait till the reviews come out. I'm expecting it to get like 7s and 8s, you know? But we'll see. Mm-hmm. When does that come out though?
End of this month. That comes really? Out this month. Mass Effect, the Kid Icarus for the 3DS comes out.
Mass Effect,
and,
I think
that's about it.
Mass Effect is tempting because I hated Part 2, and then I loved Part 2. Like, after I got into it, when I got snowed in, I fucking beat that shit. play through the whole shit. You remember that shit last year?
Oh, yeah, that's when you went on vacation, right? You supposed to go on vacation, you got snowed in.
Well, okay, so I was supposed to... I went to New York and got snowed in, and then I came back to Atlanta in January, and then got snowed in for a whole week. The whole city was iced over. You couldn't go anywhere. Like, it closed the whole city down. So I was in the crib for a whole week, and I had Mass Effect 2. And I was like, fuck it, let me play this shit. Illmatic was like on his like eighth playthrough of it. And I was like, yo, this gotta be good, yo. If he played it like three times or some shit, I was like, yo, this shit gotta be good. Let me play this shit. And I got hooked. Yeah, so now part three is coming out. I'm gonna just try to get part three through Gamefly, because I ended up not canceling my subscription because of the darkness too. And then, so
oh,
now,
you're about to cancel your Gamefly?
Yeah, I was totally about to, because I was like, yo, I'm paying like 20 something a month. I was like $24 a month, I think I'm paying. And I'm like, yo, I could take that money and every 2 months buy a game, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, I could just do that. And then right when that happened, I was about to hit cancel. The darkness was coming out the next day, and I was like, oh, let me not cancel. Or the next week, I was like, let me not cancel it. And I got the darkness, and then I beat that, and I sent it back, and then the Vita was coming out, and I was like, shit, I could try some Vita games. So I got Hot Shots Golf. So I was like, let me hold off. And then now Street Fighter Cross Tekken is coming out, and I'm like, shit, I might as well get one of the versions on, do that, you know, so I can have both versions. Mm-hmm. So, it's like I'm fucking trapped. The God Brother trapped.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I thought about doing that, too. Because, you know, I get like four games out, right? Because mm-hmm. me and my girl share games. And then, all of a sudden, man, I was like, man, I'm about to just go to one game. Because I'm so focused right now on school. And I'm doing this PR this public relations class. And I gotta do this and that. And then I'm like, I don't even play the games I got right now.
Right.
I'm playing as fighters. And then all of a sudden, the Vita was about to drop. And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to put the games in the queue. You know, just put the games in the queue. Because I'm going to try to do my top 50 for this year. Because every year I'm trying to do a top 50 and I never get to it. And then I got Luminous?
Mm-hmm.
I end up buying the Vita. Then I got, and it shipped me Luminous. And Dungeon Hunter, and I was like, "Wow, Dungeon Hunter suck."
Yeah, you remember you saying that.
Luminous, that's great. So you know, Gamefly really helps out sometimes.
Yeah, because it's like,
yo, $40.
It does, because that's like when the darkness came out. I was saying the same thing because I'm like, shit. The reviews came out said, "Yo, you could beat this game in 6 hours." And I'm like, fuck, 6 hours? That's like a week, right? 2 hours here, 2 hours there, you know? An hour here, an hour there. I could beat it in 5 days, you know? And that's exactly what I did. And I was like, fuck it. That's better than spending 60, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I still need to write that review.
I think if you got it from Redbox, that's about like $2 a day.
So, I don't know.
I really do. I'm playing The Darkest 2 right now. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's definitely a good game.
Yeah.
It's just so different from part one, though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was having conflict interest about one and two because you only get one minion in two, and then you get all those minions on the first one. And I'm like, what? Come on, man. They was hilarious. And now I'm almost done with the game from when I looked at a walkthrough. I looked to see the levels, like how many stages you got.
Spoilers.
And I was like, wow, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I'm starting to like it. It's well written and it's following the same formula as one, except there's this extra element in the game that makes you like second guess the game, you know, second guess the story.
Right.
So it makes me really like it. And it's real. It's like they took away. They didn't take away everything from the first game. Like, yeah, the gameplay. They made it simpler, but you still have all the options.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the only thing I really think they really removed is the hub world. Like, there's really no, like, in the first game, you could pretty much go wherever you wanted to go whenever you wanted to go there. But now,
yeah.
But now it's linear, but that's not necessarily that bad because you spend less time lost. Like, I felt I had some parts in the first game where I was just walking around and shit, and it wasn't that bad, you know. But in the sake for the sakeness of time, like, being able to just, you know, talk to that person in your house and then go to that mission it definitely saves time and shit. It gets, like, straight to the point.
Yes, that's true, because I was having, because on the first one, I could have beat the game, but I spent 2 hours looking for the spot, and I kept going to the wrong location.
Right. Yeah, the first one, you had to go to a specific house and talk to this person, and then some of the neighborhoods looked similar. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and all that shit. Find the butcher, and then you're like, where the fuck is the butcher? Then it's like, do I go to the upstairs door or the downstairs door? And all this bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why the fuck I'm at the loading docks again? I'm telling you, I didn't make that. I didn't turn this way. I kept going there. Yeah.
Yep. But it's a cool game. A great rental. And it'll definitely be worth it when it's on sale, too. You know,
I'm going to pick it up when it's cheap.
Yeah, when it's cheap, yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm going to do, because that's what I did with the first one.
It'd be interesting to see what they do next. They obviously at the end set it up for another game, so it'd be interesting to see where they go with it. It's a pretty interesting, like, comic booky story, so it makes you almost want to read, like, get on Wikipedia. Like, it literally made me get on Wikipedia to read up on, like, the darkness as, like, you know, with the comics, where they went with it and stuff. It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, but so Assassin's Creed is coming out. What do you think about that shit? Scatter, you're quiet as hell. Is Scat there?
I'm still here. I'm just enjoying listening to you talk about Final Round.
Oh, okay.
Final Round, man. It's hype, son.
Yeah, that's just hype. Scat, have you watched any of the streams?
Creed.
Say again?
Have you watched any of those streams?
Nope.
Oh, missing out, dude.
That's why I haven't been saying shit.
Damn, we should have you know what? I thought about posting them on the site, and I was like, everybody should be. I assumed everybody was watching that shit anyway, so I didn't post it. So that's my bad. Because I literally was like, yo, I should post the, like, stream links, you know? And I didn't. And I didn't know. I thought everybody was watching that shit, because I was watching that shit since Friday. So,
I don't know. You are about me, though.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. I kind of went ranting a big-ass circles.
But I'm geeking for Assassin's Creed.
So, what's the deal with this new game? Is it going to be Ezio again, or is it going to be somebody new, or what? Like, are they not saying?
I'm sure it's going to be somebody new.
Because didn't the last game have...
I know it's going to be...
Didn't last game have Ezio and it had the first dude? What's the first dude's name? Oh god.
Desmond.
Altair.
Altair.
Yeah. Yeah, Desmond is the main character. Is the guy they following.
Right, he's the ancestor. Yeah, he's the the young Altair. Dude.
Yeah.
Not the ancestor, but he's like the you know. The descendant, exactly. True that.
Yeah, I can't wait. I was kind of not disappointed in it. Like, okay, it's American Revolution. I wouldn't have mind the French Revolution, because I just got done taking this world history class, and man, that stuff was vicious during that time period.
Yeah, they would just grab leaders like, what? We coming to your house. Get the guillotines, get the...
right.
Get the torches. Fuck that. We ain't got no bread.
Right.
You got all the...
Right, that's exactly...
We don't
how
have
it
no
was.
Bread. You got all the wine. You and your mansion drinking wine and eating cheese, and we don't even have bread. Fuck that. That's exactly what was going down. It was like, yo, what? This bitch over there, what? Eating, like... everything, and we have nothing. People were just pissed. that.
Yeah. And especially when the what was it? The French king? When he tried to run from the country? Come on, that would have been perfect as a story. You got to kill the French king as an assassination mission? Oh, man.
So it's set in, the newest game is going to be set in American Revolution?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I just want to know how they're going to do it.
Yeah, because it seems...
If they're doing it in America...
No, go ahead.
I was about to say, if they're doing it in American Revolution, that means they're trying to finish it.
Right, because American history is not that old. Right, it's only like 200 years old. So that doesn't leave him for that many more ancestors. Right? That's like his great grandfather. Desmond's great or great
great. Right, that's how I was feeling.
Yeah. But I'm thinking from like a gameplay level design standpoint, like the American. This what places in America back then looked as dope as like a old school Italy or a old school wherever, like Rome, like those cities were already old, you know, thousands of years old at that point, and have, you know, these grand buildings. There's nothing like that in the States, you know. So it's not gonna look as dope. How are they gonna like make do that? You know, unless they make like a Robin Hood type of game where it's like you're in a forest, but that's lame as fuck. You know? How are they gonna do that shit? That seems pretty weird. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. But I still haven't got a chance to try. I guess other than that, we have Mass Effect 3 about to get released, right? Is that coming out Tuesday?
Tuesday. Damn. Yeah, it comes out too. You having a rough time. You need a snow in.
Yeah, I don't have enough time, yo. Like, this weekend, like, I ordered Blaze Blue Continuum Shift, whatever the fuck it is. Blaze Blue EX, whatever the fuck. Right, the new one. And for PS3, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna play this game this weekend, dude. I have not played it once. I put the game in, and it allows you to take your old save, and it turns your old save into like it unlocks stuff based on your old save, and I tested that out, and I tested the whole, like, if you have the Vita version, you can like transfer your save back and forth, like wirelessly, so without having to plug up your Vita, you could just click upload save to server, and then on your Vita download it. So on your PS3 you could click upload, on your Vita you could click download, and then after you finish playing on your Vita you could click upload, and then on your PS3 you could click download, and then every time it syncs both of your saves together, you know, so that all of the unlocks and points you have on both, which is cool. I tested that out, and I didn't even have time to play. Like, so how the fuck? I don't know. Not enough time.
Damn, that sounds dope.
Yeah, that's a dope-ass feature, right? It's like transferring, basically. It's transferring for fighting games. Because Blaze Blue, you know how you have that when you rank up as you fight people online, you get, like, points, and you could use the points to unlock, like, voices, like the voice announcers and stuff like that, like the voiceovers for the rounds and colors and stuff, and like artwork and all that. As you beat the story modes, you unlock shit, so it allows you to like do it once, no matter what system you're on. It's pretty dope. I hope more games start doing that, you know? So, we shall see. So, I guess we could go into what we've been playing. Is there anything else y'all want to spotlight or feature? Okay.
Games we played this week. This week.
Nothing. Mine is short. I played some Street Fighter at Final Round. Oh.
I mean, we're just talking and just recording us.
What?
Stroke! Oh, see?
You dropped off the call.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, I played Street Fighter Final Round. I played Virtua Fighter Final Showdown, a little bit of that. I played some Vita stuff, I guess. Wipeout and some Uncharted. I didn't really play a lot this week, to be honest. I have a trip this next weekend coming, so I should have a lot of time. I'm supposed to be going to South by Southwest, that conference in Austin, the Interactive Film Music Festival, so that's going to be a perfect time for me to bring the Vita with me and really see how that shit holds up, you know, on like a week-long trip, you know, and see. I should be able to put a dent in a lot of those games at that point, unless I'm just too drunk to fucking do anything else. But, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So I plan on catching up on that Vita shit at that point. Or whatever. But how are y'all still feeling about that system?
I love it.
I like it. But my biggest problem is, man, it's fucking gimmicks, man. Uncharted sucks because of the damn gimmicks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the game sucks. I just think it is overused, and I think the final stages, like I was saying on Twitter, really harms the enjoyment of the final stages of the game.
Oh, so it leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth, a worse taste than you probably should have.
Yeah, I mean, nothing to do with the story or anything like that, but you don't get as much enjoyment out of those final stages because of the use of like the touch screen and everything.
I heard it's like a bunch of quick time events. Touch screen quick time fighting. What were you going to say?
No, I was about to say it start recycling the layouts of the levels too much. Like, you got like five running missions. Like, oh, they're chasing me. Oh, I just did that three chapters ago. You know, right. Man, I'm getting tired of this.
Right, like it was cool the first time. Now it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So yeah, I think it's a cool device though, for sure. It's a cool device, but I'm waiting for them to update a couple things. Like, I would really like it if, like, you stayed online. Like, if you were online, you're just online. Like, I don't like the whole, like, if you, like, get out of some apps, you drop offline. Like, for example, if you're on Wipeout and you're in a lobby, if you, like, press the PS button to go to a different app, maybe to change your music or change a setting or do something, it automatically bumps you offline, you know?
Damn.
And then you go to this app and it says, you know, logging into PlayStation Network, and it checks the network. And then if you go from like the party app to like the trophies app, and all, when it gets to each app, it logs into the network again. And it's like, why can't it just log into the network when I boot it up and then stay on the network, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my complaint, is just that I would like it to like connect to the network in the background, right? Like, I don't want to see that screen every 10 minutes that it's checking the network and I have to please wait, you know? It's all this that please wait shit. Like, you please wait. Fuck you. You know?
Tell me to wait.
Yeah, I bought this shit. I'll take you out this world. Fucking device. You know? Get my mallet. That's my main complaint, but I like it a lot though. But yeah, that's what I've been playing, so I've been mostly wanting to play shit, I guess.
Fighting games messed up your life right now, man.
Now I gotta figure out, like, Well, my mission is to buy King of Fighters 13 and carve out some time to, like, play, because I want to get good at BlazBlue. I got some new characters I want to learn. And then I think Street Fighter, I'm already hyped again after watching all of these, some cool people using Ken, and I want to try some different characters. So I don't know. I just want to get back into it again. I feel like I'm getting that bug again. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, Ken is fun to play. I've just been playing him lately.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Kicking motherfuckers. So, what's up with y'all? What's on your menu?
Games I've been playing, 95% Uncharted Golden Abyss. Started my crushing playthrough today. Currently on chapter 26, collecting all the treasures, all the mysteries, all that shit. Shit is it's a tough ride, man. Those bounties are gonna be like the bane of my life. I can see it, because like I was saying just like before the podcast, the bounties are pretty much like.
Okay.
Like you were saying. That's what you were saying? No,
silence!
So,
man, the Sony guys are after you.
I was like, yo, did the call drop?
Oh, man.
Where did it go up to?
Oh, fuck.
The bounties.
What are you doing? Are you playing while you're talking?
Huh?
Scat's over there with his Vita. That's what it is. He's playing
playing the game.
He's playing Uncharted with the sound off. That's what it is, you fucker. That's why I'm like, yo, Scat is a little too quiet. This motherfucker is usually a little bit louder than this.
Hey, what happened was, final round. Oh, yep, something I haven't watched. So I can get these this trophy over with now.
Yeah. The bounties are basically like what the enemies drop, but they drop like randomly, and it's like. They go from like common to medium rare to like rare, and it's becoming a bit of a grind actually trying to get them, because like I say, it is random. There doesn't seem to be any like set way of actually being able to get the enemies to drop them, and I think a lot of the collection is gonna be through that using the black market, which I think is bullshit. Because obviously you've got to then use that with Nier and all that bullshit, and it's like, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think collecting the bounty trophies is going to become a bit of bane of my life, but other than that, you know, I'm really enjoying the game. I've been playing some Escape Plan as well this week, or the past few days. That game is pretty good. It kind of reminds me of Limbo in the art style and everything, but again, that's all touchscreen as well. Me, Talon, and Shooter were playing some Super Street Fighter yesterday. had a lot of fun with that.
Oh yeah, with my cousin.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
Oh man,
like we're waiting for your ass to jump on and see where you were, bro.
Oh, really? When was that?
Yeah. Yesterday, early afternoon, was it?
It was probably a final round.
Yeah, I probably was.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I think that's about it for what I've been playing.
So, looks like it's my lame-ass time. What I've been playing since I've been back to Snaptown. Well, okay, prior to that,
you were supposed to give us the Naptown story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I loved it. You know, I love playing in Naptown. You know, it's home, you know. I'm from Indiana, and Indianapolis is like 45 minutes drive for where I stayed at.
Okay.
And so, you know, we used to go down there for the weekend, and I lived there. So, you know, I enjoyed it. You know, I had fun, which was really crazy because I practiced in Marvel, right? the whole week to get the fucking, the simplest combo, the Wolverine combo into Frank West to level up to get to level 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
I practiced that, and I practiced counter hits and setups and all that. I went 0-2 in Marvel. I was like, are you serious?
So none of that shit mattered? Why? Because the situation didn't come up?
No, the situations came up. I kept dropping simple-ass combos. Like, wow, I dropped it. I dropped the combo. And then I play my original team, right? Deadpool, Sentinel, and Doctor Doom. And when they, like I was winning, right? And then I let the crowd get to me.
Oh, you weren't focused.
Right.
You got to tune that shit out.
And what happened was, it was like, yo, I was like, this is Nap Town. These guys are not, they're not going to boo me. Man, and it was like, all I heard, all of a sudden, I hear, boring. Marvel, why are you running?
You got psyched out.
I was like, what? And then I died.
Wow.
Damn, man. They set you up, man. They had planted people in the audience.
Oh my gosh! And it's crazy because I know everybody too, and I knew who I was playing against, and like, it was just crazy. And then like I didn't practice in Street Fighter. I'm not lying. I did not do nothing. I brought Street Fighter 4 down with me, and I was like, I'm gonna practice this. Nah, I ain't gonna practice this. Screw that game.
Practice?
I'm just gonna practice a King of Fighter combos because I can't hit them if my life depended on it.
Practice?
I went. Right, practice. I did the motherfucking Iverson. And the next thing, no, I'm not gonna lie. This is what kind of ticked me off, right? Because it's a 2-day event, right? And so I'm there for the 2-day. You know, I'm like, yo, I'm here for a 2-day event. And all of a sudden, I'm like, yo, man, I did one match on stream, all right? And I'm like, cool, I'm on stream, whatever. I played two matches, right? Then I lost. I lost my third. No, I lost my second. No, I lost my second match to Chief's Face Immortal, right? And he's a real good friend of mine. He qualified for SBO last year. First American team to make it out of the first round in so long, I think ever. And we played and I lost. And I'm like, cool, you know, I'm in losers. Who cares? I didn't practice. And then I played my next match and I won. And I'm like, cool, all right. So I'm pretty sure that the next match is top 8 or top 16. So I win that match on stream. And then they like, sit down, you got another match. I'm like, cool. I play that match, and then I was like, all right, you have another match right now. And I'm like, yo, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, wait a minute. Something ain't right. Why? I'm like, there's a lot of people here. There's not there's at least 32 to 40 people. But why is it taking so long? If we're only going to do, this is a 2-day event, shouldn't they just stream top 8? And then I'm like, whatever. I come back. And then they was like, your match is up next. And then I was like, all right. And then I was like, who I play? And they told me who I play. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, I'm going to study the matchup and everything, right? I know who he plays. I know who his boy is. That's his boy is my teammate, you know. And then we, like, the tournament, the match started to happen. You know, I studied the match, right? And I'm like, so we're talking around before they, because they said they had to restart the stream. And then I was like, all right, let's do this. And he bodies me first match. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go play against the person that he had trouble against in that match I just watched. Man, I didn't know nothing. I picked Bison, right? I don't know how to fucking play Bison.
Why'd you pick Bison?
Because he has trouble against Bison. Zerp has trouble against Bison. But I didn't know how to do the safe scissors kick, right? I kept doing the wrong scissors kick, and I was getting fucked up from it. And then when I finally figured it out, it was too late.
Damn.
And then I find out, like, right after the match, it was like, yeah, good job, man, Zerp. we're playing tomorrow in top four, and I'm like, top four? Are you fucking serious? Why didn't they just wait for top eight to get laid out and then stream it all tomorrow, top eight?
Oh, so they were trying to do too much at once.
Yeah, they did top four Street Fighter instead of top eight.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they would have did top eight, the next day they would have way more. If they would have did top eight almost in every game besides, no, if they did top eight in Marvel, top eight in Street Fighter, and top eight in Mortal Kombat, right? They would have had more people there for the next day to spend more money there at the arcade.
Right.
Because they only did top four in every game besides Mortal Kombat.
That's stupid.
Because Mortal Kombat was ranked by somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense to do top eight. You would have had more stream numbers and all that. So yeah, I was pretty ticked off about that, about the whole, like, oh, I could have been playing second day, but I was cool, you know. I was like, why? I was more mad about, I came from Michigan, and like none of my teammates showed up, you know, because last minute call and final round is this week, you know. I can understand that, but you know, I told him about the date, and I told him that that's when I'm going down. And it was just, you know, it would have been perfect practice, a regional tournament before you go to a major. So you can see how you stand up, you know, against people outside of your area. Because everybody in Michigan, you know, Michigan's a big state, right? And, like, it's set up where my side of the state play each other, and that's the west side of the state, and the east side of the state play each other. But we all know how the east and the west play, you know. We both know how you play on the east and how we play on the west, you know. So it's more like we'd have no variety, you know, because it's, we can watch everybody play because of streams. So that tournament would have been perfect for my group to play at, you know, to get to see what worked and what didn't work, and then shot to Atlanta instead of, oh man, you know, trying stuff on the fly without them knowing that it will work or not.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's how it is. But I had a ball, you know. Got to see family, you know. And I had everybody saying stroke. And that's it, you know. I enjoyed it, you know. It's hard, you know, these days, because there's not that many arcades that's open, and that took place in the arcade, Tilt Arcade, in Indianapolis.
Oh wow! So does that arcade have like Street Fighter machines and all that stuff in general?
No, they well.
So was it consoles that got brought in for that event?
Yeah, it was consoles that got brought in. What happened was, like, last year when I was there in Indianapolis, I seen a Marvel 2 cabinet. You know, they got the Tekken 5 cabinet. They have Tekken 6, but it's time-based. It's the console version, you know, but it's time.
Right.
So, like, you slide your card, you get, like, 30 minutes, you know, to play. So, it's not the same, you know, like how it was back in the day.
Right. Shit'll never be the same, man.
Yeah, but back to what I was playing. King of Fighters, I'm loving that. I will be playing some Assassin's Creed, but my PlayStation 3 died again. Piece of crap. Y'all some shitty ass bastards. Serious, man. Less than a month, and I get the green light of death.
So what happens if they fix it and send it to you, and it dies within a month?
They'll give me another one.
Oh, really?
What happened was, this time, you know, like, I cut it on, and it was like, the screen got stuck. And I'm like, why is it stuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut it off, and then I cut it back on, and I was playing the game. And then I went, you know, done whatever. I did something. And then I came back, and the screen was black. And I was like, why is it black?
Right.
And I was like, oh, hell, you know, it's probably dead, damn it. So I cut it off and cut it back on. And it came back on, and I was like, there's nothing on the screen. No sound, no nothing. No, I heard sound. I heard sound this time. And but it was all black. And I was like, why is there no sound? Let me just check if it's the HDMI cord, you know. So I swapped HDMI cables. Nothing happened. And then, like, I lost sound completely. And I was pissed. So I was like, let me eject the disc out, you know, see if it'll eject. And it ejected. And it's been fucked.
Damn.
I cut Sony out. Then it was like, we need you to do these SharePoint steps. I'm like, look, I'm tired of doing these steps, you know. I've been doing these steps for like 7 places, 6 places.
So you said that, and then you did the steps.
So, yeah.
Oh, you pretended to do them?
You know I did.
Right. He's like, then I did the steps.
But yeah, I shipped it out. I've been playing Darkness too. I'm loving it. At first, I wasn't really into it because I was kind of disappointed of, but because I thought it was going to be a sequel to a game that was going to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they just gave a sequel just to make it a sequel. You know, like Shank 2. I'm not. I can't. Shank 2. It was to me. I wasn't enjoying it. I really hated it.
Oh, really? So Shank 2 was really was corny.
Yeah, it was corny because story. You know, how I'm a really big story based guy, right? And like the gameplay is the same as the first one, except you know you're limited. They don't want you to have everything. You have to look for it, and then when you play, you only can have one or the other. You know, like you can't have the chainsaw and the machete. You know, like on the first one, you can pick it up later on in the game. Well, you know, I was like, okay, it's just like the first one, gameplay. But then the story started to come, and I was like, what the fuck is this story? This is, what the hell? This don't make sense. They just basically nullified the first game story and act like it didn't happen. No, you know, I bought it because I enjoyed the first game. The gameplay, but I was really into the story, and now it's what the fuck, you know? So I've been playing that. I played some Shank. Fuck it. Playing Darkness 2. Playing Street Fighter 4. I'm getting back into that a lot. I'm geek for Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Day 1 pickup. Midnight release pickup. I'm picking that bitch up at midnight. Fuck y'all. And, I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies on a Vita.
Yeah, that game's pretty great. I enjoyed it on the PS3.
Yeah. It's a real good game. I like the Vita version because the OLED,
mm-hmm.
the screen makes it so vivid. So I was surprised. I was like, man, this is like really vivid, you know? Because I got Plants vs. Zombies for the PS3. Got it on the DS. Got it on, you know, and so I picked that version up, and I was like, wow, you know, it's really good, you know, because I like the game, you know, I like real time, I like strategy games. So besides that,
it's like a tower defense game, right?
Yeah, it's like a tower defense game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it. That's all I think I've been playing.
True, true, true. Well, that wraps it up. I guess next week or whenever we get back, we'll talk about Street Fighter Cross Tekken, because that's going to be the biggest release, you know, and anybody who has Mass Effect 3, we can talk about that too. You know, like good stuff. So, if you still... Damn, the streams will be over by the time everyone hears this, but... So, I guess you could probably still check the archive footage. It'll be on Twitch TV and all that stuff, so... Definitely check that and check YouTube. It's definitely worth watching, even if you missed it, I think. I'll probably end up watching a lot of that stuff over just to get some techniques and stuff, so... check that out, and, you know, hit us up on iTunes. Just type in Game Anx, and... Check us out on BrooklynKing.com, and we are out. Peace.
Gross.